Barry Bloom joins us. Of course, you could read him at Forbes.com. Barry, one of the top baseball writers, really, in the country in many, many years with MLB.com as well as other newspapers. Barry joins us every Sunday to give us his perspective on the baseball season. Barry, how are you today?
I'm great. I'm just at Yankee Stadium in 30-degree weather. It just doesn't want to seem to warm up here. But be that as it may, the Yankees scored 5 runs in the bottom of the first inning with a makeshift lineup. So it's pretty interesting.
Any home runs today? That's always the question when we talk about the Bronx Bombers.
No, they scored 5 runs without the aid of a home run today, and I think they scored 8 runs without the aid of a home run yesterday. So he's proving they can win without the long ball.
Well, Barry, we talked to you a couple weeks ago when Marty and I were out at the Coliseum getting ready to wrap up spring training before we came back here to start regular, real season baseball. We were talking to you about Ohtani, and Ohtani's making another start today. And your pick was that he would have more wins this year than home runs when I asked you that a couple weeks ago. Already 3 home runs. He's got the 1 win. Are you going to get a chance to watch his start today?
No, I'm not going to get a chance to watch it because, as I said, I'm in New York. But it's an interesting start, and it, as we spoke about somewhat, I think, in the spring, you know, I think that, you know, the media and the fans have a much more immediate approach to this thing with Ohtani, while Ohtani and the Angels had much of a long-term approach. And I think, you know, in retrospect, you look back on it, and I think he was probably just working on things. And when the lights came on, it was a different story. So, you know, we'll see. He's only been doing this really mostly against the A's. So let's see how he does against the Red Sox and the Yankees and, you know, some of the top teams in the, in the league.
All right. We may see him here, Giants in L.A. To take on the Angels in a couple of weeks. And if he's on that every Sunday schedule, maybe we'll see him against the Giants. Barry Bloom with us at Forbes.com. Now, you're in 30-degree weather. You sound a little cold. I want to tell you that. So it sounds like you're bundled up, and you know, but you're a hockey guy. You shouldn't be that cold. So, all right. But what do you think about all these games? Minnesota postponed and the snow in Colorado and all that stuff. Is there anything baseball can do about this? Or is it, as Larry Bear says, it's a Rubik's Cube. You got so many twists and turns to it, you just can't figure it out.
I agree with Larry. I mean, I remember when they tried it a number of years ago and started the season either out west in domes. And then the issue becomes the teams out west don't want all these games in April before school lets out. And it just basically weights the schedule down with those games in the east. So there's really, you know, really no way of making everybody happy. So I think they take their chance with the weather. But as the weather keeps changing, you know, you're winding up with games like this. I mean, I was here on Monday for opening day, and the field was totally covered with snow when they postponed it. And it reminded me, funny you mentioned hockey, it reminded me the weather here is like what it was for the outdoor hockey games here about 4 years ago when the Rangers and Islanders played and the Devils played in a set of games. I mean, it's crazy, but they're playing through it, and then you'll get to May and June, and you won't remember it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, but it is something to go through. We're sitting in the beautiful sunshine of San Francisco and just had the atmospheric river come through a couple of days ago, and now we're back to normal life in Northern California. So some of the things you've seen, Guy, we've talked to you every weekend since we started the show in late February. But now you have a chance to kind of digest a little bit of the second weekend of baseball. And what are some of the things that you're following?
Well, I mean, I think the thing that stands out to me most is that, as we talked about even last week, you know, you just discount what happens in spring training because you just don't know what's going to happen when the season started. So, you know, you're already watching the Mets are 6-1 because they've got their entire, you know, young rotation healthy and back intact, and they've made some good moves in Bruce and Frazier to improve the team, and they may give the Nationals a real run for their money in that division. And then you've got the Dodgers that pretty much stood pat and didn't make any changes with that team that went to the World Series, you know, and they're 2-6. And meanwhile, the Giants are playing better, I think, than everybody anticipated when they lost Bumgarner and Samardzija. The Diamondbacks have picked up exactly where they left off with a lot of elements that last year's team not there, which makes me believe that Mike Hazen and Torrey Lovello are very smart at what they do. They get the most out of the players they have when they have them, and it's a continuing trend. And then you look around the rest of the league, and some of the teams that you expected not to play well really haven't played well, and their seasons are really over before they start. So that's my synopsis of the first 2 weeks.
Good rundown of the start of the major league season this year. We're talking to Barry Bloom on the UMA guest line. Barry, you said you were in New York earlier this week, and they were snowed out for their opening day, and then they get that second game in, and Giancarlo Stanton strikes out a bunch and gets booed by the Yankee fans, and then comes out the next day and hits a home run. Was this just a case of them having high expectations and wanting to see the 59 home runs, or is it just Yankee fans being Yankee fans? What was that all about?
I just think it's fans being fans in this era. I mean, it was the same game where, you know, Didi hit 2 3-run homers and knocked 8 runs.
Right.
But because Stanton struck out 5 times, scoring 11 runs wasn't good enough that day. So you had to take it out on Stanton. I mean, as we well know, and we talk about it often, the season has its ups and downs, ebbs and flows. And Stanton started the season fantastically up in Toronto. You know, he will have his days at Yankee Stadium. And it's really not the Yankees with Stanton and Judge that are really concerning me. It's the fact that they're so thin and they have a lot of injuries, and they're really in a position where I don't think they have enough starting pitching, and I don't think they have enough infield help to really get them where they want to go at this point, which is really the next column I'm writing. So it's the fans, and you know, the Yankees are still scoring runs because they're going up against teams with pitching that, like the Orioles. The Orioles' pitching is just terrible.
Well, he brings us back to reality, Barry does. No, very good. Very good.
Grounded,
great to have you on, and stay warm. One last thought for you. We get Zach Godley out here tomorrow, and you've told me and other people said that he may be the best pitcher on the Diamondbacks. Tell us about what we should expect from Zach Godley.
I don't know that I'd call him the best pitcher when you have, you know, Zach Greinke and Robbie Ray on the same staff. But to me, you know, this is a guy who, after Shelby Miller went down with Tommy John surgery last year, stepped into the rotation for them, and they send him to Reno, call him up for a start. He'd do well. They'd send him back to Reno for another couple of weeks, bring him up for another spot start. And every time they did this with this guy, you know, he pitched very well for them. Now he's gone through that season, and he's kind of a mainstay of the rotation. You know, I think, you know, pushing guys like Taijuan Walker back behind him. I mean, he's got great command of the strike zone. He's got a tremendous breaking pitch. He's very confident in what he does. You know, he seems to be an unflappable kid. And he's, again, another example of what I was saying earlier. You know, the Diamondbacks have a way of hand-picking these guys that know that they're going to play under a certain amount of pressure. So he certainly is evolving. You know, this is, to me, his first really full year. And I think he's really evolving into a tremendous pitcher.
All right, Barry, stay warm, huh?
Thanks, guys. Great to be on. See you next week.
All right, take care. That is Barry Bloom. He sounds cold.
He did sound cold.
He sounds cold.
Well, he was probably happy to step back from the open windows of the press box.
I hope he did. It was a good connection. All right. Boy, that was fun.